Traditional leaders are generally regarded as custodians of the country's customary law and culture, but in recent years, they have been linked to national politics. The local government ministry, headed by Xavier Kasukwere, who is also ZANU-PF secretary of the commissariat, has reportedly been creating new chieftainships in most parts of the country. Wilson Mugari of Narira village in the Chikomba district, Mashonaland East province, claimed that two new chieftainships have been created on top of the five traditional posts.
It's quite surprising and alarming because the chieftainships are being increased. We don't know for what purpose. For example, last week when we were at a funeral of one of our colleagues who died, the chief of the area who was supposed to give a speech, he was not there. But the guy who came, we know him as a sub-chief. We were surprised he was given the honors as the chief, and we hear that his chieftainship was celebrated recently, meaning it's one of those increases, and it's not his jurisdiction for him to come and to officiate on that funeral. And we hear his name is Maromo, then we hear there's Karea also, it's the same area. We are surprised what's happening. We don't even know what's going to happen next, but the chieftainships, they are being increased. We don't even understand what's happening.
Mugari said celebrations to mark the official installation of the new traditional leaders, Chief Karea and Chief Maromo, are set to be held next month, adding that villagers are now being asked to contribute towards the ceremonies. Another Chikomba resident, who only wanted to be identified as Kenneth Msarurwa, who lives in the Wokonya area, said he is also worried by this development.
What I can tell you is that this is an issue that has been going on, that has been going around this community. People are very much surprised with this such kind of moves, but we don't know what's the reason. But what we all know is that whenever we are going for an election, whenever it's an election period, there is a party called ZANU-PF. They come up with so many strategies on how to coerce people to vote for them, but we don't know what's really happening here.
Both Chief Maromo and Chief Karea refused to discuss their new status, referring questions to Kasukwere. Meanwhile, the main opposition movement for democratic change, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, says it fears that the creation of new chieftainships in most provinces countrywide was a well-calculated move by the ruling ZANU-PF party to target its supporters ahead of the 2018 polls. According to Pinia Odenga, the opposition party's chairperson for Mashonaland East Province, people are now fearing that they will be victimized as voting will be conducted at ward level.
Mostly, if you look at it, there are people who are related to ZANU-PF top officials, chief who is being, supposed to be inaugurated very soon in the area of Narira, is also a ZANU-PF guru in that area. So we are seeing ZANU-PF mobilizing people to vote for ZANU-PF through village heads and chiefs in most rural communities.
Chiefs and headmen have been accused by the opposition of allegedly working with ZANU-PF to manipulate the people's will in previous elections, although the ruling party says the polls were free, fair and credible. Msarurwa, who is also a ZANU-PF supporter, said President Robert Mugabe's succession battles are increasing within his party, adding that the move to create new chieftainships was mooted by a ZANU-PF group loyal to First Lady Grace Mugabe, calling itself Generation 40, in order to weaken a faction reportedly led by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Msarurwa said mistrust is now the buzzword within the ruling party's top hierarchy, hence the move by G40 to seek control of traditional leaders.
They are no longer trusting anybody, including those current chiefs. So what they are trying to do is to create other chieftainships so that they put new people whom they trust, those who are at their home are no longer trustworthy or they are no longer loyal to them.
Denga said this would further strain the country's fiscals.
We are struggling as a government to pay civil servants, but the increment of chiefs, it means that we are going to increase in terms of their allowances including new vehicles for them.
Kasukuere was not reachable for comment as he was not responding to calls on his mobile phone. His personal assistant repeatedly said their boss was in meetings, but some officials in his ministry who refused to speak on tape told Studio 7 that the new chiefs were being introduced to cater for some resettlements created countrywide following the land reform program. Reporting for Studio 7 from Chikomba, this is Thomas Chiripasi.